then.
He was, yeah, he was non-existent for a while, and then you guys know better than me, but how many do you have in the last 15 minutes, counting the overtime? Do you have 24 or something like that? I think he made a three early in the second half, and but yeah, he was great down the stretch. We needed every one of them. We were lucky. They outplayed us, and certainly deserved better than how it ended. But that was an Allen Fieldhouse win. I mean, that was an arena win, a building win, because we had nothing. And then we're down 12, I think, twice in the second half with nothing going. And then, you know, Legero got us going a little bit, or we kind of, you know, messed around and got to six a couple of times. And then when the building got electric, that's when there's a lot of fun out there, I'm sure, playing.
Did you say anything to the team at halftime to get them going and come up with a better performance in the second half?
You know what? They really didn't. We, as bad as we were the first half, we were awful to start the second half, and we called a timeout 2 minutes in. And then after that, we played a little bit better after we let it go from 6 to 12, and then after that, we played a little bit better. But we didn't play smart. We didn't guard them very well. They beat us on 50-50 balls under the basket, those sorts of things. And obviously, we struggled guarding the ball. And then, you know, they haven't shot the ball well this year yet, and then to have number four come in and start. He's averaging 3.5 minutes a game, and White comes in and he darts our eye five times, and then obviously the rest of their guys play terrific too. So you know, to have them play so well and have us not play our best and have to play our best when it counted the most, you know, we'll look at this as one of our quality wins, even though, you know, we weren't very good for about 30 minutes.
Bill, is right in front of you. What was the degree of difficulty on Dick's shot and regulation?
You know what? I would say high, but I wasn't really watching, because we run this little play where really the shot should have been Diedrich's. Diedrich's man ran all the way over there to the. So I was thinking I was just looking at Diedrich, like, what's the next pass? And fortunately, he didn't pass it and stepped up and made it. But we were. I'd say it was a harder shot than what Ben made. It kind of a similar type situation when Ben made the three against Iowa State several years ago. But I mean, it was pure when it left his hand. It looked like it was going in, and it did.
I'm guessing you have no problem with him taking it, though, when he's on fire, kind of like that.
No, I haven't. When you look at our stats and we make seven threes as a team, I got no problem with the guy that made all of them actually shooting it. So that's not an issue.
Do you have any idea he could become the guy that wants the ball, deserves the ball at the end of a game like that?
You know what? I don't know. I think if after I've seen it, I don't think there's any question he can be that guy. You know, we've said a lot of times, who do you want to go to when we won the national championship? Everybody said, who's our go-to guy? Who's going to take the shot at the end and that kind of stuff? And you know, he's probably not the one to try to get fouled because he doesn't shoot a lot of free throws. But if you need a three, you know, he's definitely the guy that you want taking it.
What's your evaluation of how Devon played, particularly in the stretch to match against
him? He played really well. You know, sometimes you can look at stats and they're misleading because, you know, he had 10 points, but he's 4-7 from the line, and one of them was a big front end that he missed. So you know, I don't really factor that into playing good or poorly, you know. But four assists and no turnovers in 43 minutes. And I thought Davis obviously controlled the game the entire first half. But I thought the second half, I thought Devon did a pretty good job on him.
Bill, you mentioned LeGerald's conditioning the other day. Mm-hmm. To get off the ground like he did for that shot, and then to do what he did in overtime, playing 43 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you think of just to have that performance as late as he did as many minutes as he's playing?
Yeah, I think if I understand you right, CJ, you know, you have a lot of guys put up numbers, but most guys put up numbers, they do them when they're fresh, right, as opposed to, you know, down the stretch when they're not. But he's been, you know, it's been like that for the most part all the games this year. You know, he made some key plays against Texas, you know, 35 minutes into the game. Tennessee, 35 minutes into the game also. So I do think he's the best conditioned guy on our team without question.
Johnson had a couple drives where he set up a, you know, dish down after got right into the paint. Do you need more of that from him?
You know what? I think he's doing a great job getting downhill. The unfortunate thing, nobody else is. Nobody. Except, you know, Charlie got us a couple of baskets in the second half by getting downhill. But, you know, you go into a game and you know that they're giving up 3.5 threes a game. And you know that they're long and they switch everything and they start in strong help. But so somebody's got to drive a gap. So that will force it a little head. Then he can throw it to the next guy, and then he can try to get downhill. But we had none of that early on. There was nobody that was you know, playing the right way to allow something to happen behind what they did. And we've got to correct that. We got to correct a lot of things. But that's something that we're not going to run good offense, in my opinion, until we can do that. Because, you know, teams are just going to play behind Doak and push him out. And then, you know, if Diedrich's not going to shoot a lot of threes or take a lot of threes, or you have to guard him, now it's a crowded house. But you got to have some guards that can get downhill. And certainly, you know, Marcus got downhill, got a dunk. Legero got downhill a couple times late. But those are too few and far between. We need to get more paint touches.
Yeah. Is that why you went small?
We went small primarily based on how they were. We thought if zero was the four, if KZ was the four, we were better off playing small. But I'm not sure that was actually true. But offensively, I do think that we're better a lot of times going small, so we at least know who we can throw it to on the post and kind of stretch the floor a little bit.
That is all I wanted to ask you, the same thing, like the balance of when to have DJ and Doak out there together and when not to. Is that still something you're figuring, or is it starting to settle in?
No, I think it's starting to settle in a little bit. You know, the thing about it is with what makes 13 and 0 so effective is they can slide their feet and switch on a guard. We don't have big guys that do that. So we got to play a little bit different. So a lot of times we will sub based on who the other team has in the game. So
how do you think DJ played?
Number-wise, I thought he's, you know, 24 and 15. He gets numbers. I didn't think it was his best by any stretch, but, you know, he made 10 in a row before he missed his last one, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought he was off balance a few times a day. But, you know, how can you fault a guy that you look up and kid gets numbers, and so I thought he played pretty well, but I don't think he and Doak have played near as well together as what they're capable of playing.
What does he do that makes him so effective drawing fouls?
I think he's, you know, when you're not an explosive, quick twitch athlete that scores over people, you got to learn how to use your body. And I think it's probably something that's probably benefited him over time, is that he's learned how to, you know, use his body to shield defenders and things like that.
Bill, you were real close to, you know, Legero not being here this year. Do you and your staff talk about it at all? Just like, man, we're so happy he's still around.
No. Of course we're happy. You know, that goes without saying, but that's water under the bridge. I mean, that was stuff that happened 6-7 months ago. So, no, trust me, we're not going to have a staff meeting and tell you how lucky we are. We'll have a staff meeting to talk about how we can play better and maybe try to get him some more shots. But no, we haven't approached it that way at all. At least I don't remember. I mean, you guys asked me the questions. You know, aren't you happy he's back? And I think that it's a pretty obvious answer, because his attitude and everything's been terrific. But the bottom line, that's when the decision to come back. Then we forget about the past; it's a new chapter. So we hadn't dwelled on that.
Bill, did you say anything special to Jerry that his young team? What did you think of the way they played?
I thought they were better prepared. Obviously, I thought he did a much better job than what his coach on the other side of the court did. I thought that they played with poise, and I know that's got to be a hard, heartbreaking loss for him. But, you know, I asked him before the game, I said, do you like your guys? And he said, I really do. And we're going to get really good. I just don't know when it's going to happen, whether it's going to be today or next month or, you know, 3 months or whatever. But he said, I think we're going to be a really good team. And I would actually agree, because, you know, anytime you have length and you can switch all five spots, a lot of times it's such an advantage and creates problems.
Yeah, I think you guys had one assist at halftime.
We had one.
Yeah. Which is better than zero.
Who do you give credit to for kind of getting the offense somewhat of a blow in the second half?
I don't know. I think the ball moved a little bit better the second half. I thought first half, you know, may not look like it, but we played really, really selfish. We played like we were individuals as opposed to a unit. And I thought the second half we just played more as a unit.
Keep asking you about Quentin. You see anything different? You see anything concerning?
He had a great practice yesterday. Great. So he'll snap out of it. I didn't like it today. But not because he missed shots or anything like that. I didn't think he was very engaged. He did make one real good move, and then they goaltended the ball. They didn't call it. They goaltended the ball, but Doak ended up scoring. But I certainly think that he's capable of playing, you know, a lot more aggressive and better than what he is. And he's in a funk. I mean, that's just calling it like it is. But he'll get out of it. He'll get out of it. He's going to have to get out of it. That's the thing, you know. Are you showing confidence? We start in every game. You know, he's still playing 25 minutes a game. You know, there's still some things. But the bottom line is he's got to produce. But sometimes I think that's not a bad thing to figure out how to win and get through some things early in your career. I'd rather it happen now rather than happen in conference play. So he'll get it figured out.
How hard is that to balance? Because I'm sure you wanted to think his way through it, but not overthink. Is that kind of?
I don't want him to really think much at all. Once he gets out there, but I would like for him to watch tape and study and say, okay, now we have to get the ball downhill, and what am I not doing to ever put pressure on the defense and things like that? I shouldn't say ever, not to put pressure on the defense and things like that. And then from an activity standpoint, you know, you guys may not look at these things, but I mean, 3 steals in 150 minutes. I mean, and Marcus Garrett can get 4 today. So those are the things that, you know, just steal your team some possessions. And it's not that he can't do that. I've seen him do it. I coached him this summer doing it. It's just like he's a little bit tied up mentally, and his feet aren't reacting near as quick as what they're capable of reacting.
Do